listening to Tin Pod Radio. This is Erin Plum from Crime Crazy. If you're crazy about crimes, join us every Wednesday for true crime stories ranging from the enthralling to the bizarre.
For you and the power you possess in your satin tights, fighting for your rights in the old red, white, and blue.
Wonder Woman.
Now the world is ready for you and the wonders you do. Make a hawk a dove, stop a war with love, make a liar tell the truth.
Wonder Woman.
Our hopes are pinned upon you and the magic that you do. Stop a bullet code, make the axes explode, change the minds and change the world.
What? Yeah. It's fucking song.
We're gonna have to marathon Wonder Woman.
Da-na-na-na.
I do have all those on DVD.
I like the new, like the one for the movie though. I don't know. It was like, it's epic as fuck.
Yeah, I when they had that for Batman vs. Superman,
it was the like, part where people have to fight,
it was actually a pretty good theme. So, if nobody could guess it, we just got back from seeing Wonder Woman.
And guess what, guys? It was a DC movie that I liked.
It was fucking awesome. Technically, I've actually liked all of them. I haven't hated any of them. But
I like that you had to qualify that, though. That was good of that shit.
But I will say that I also loved Howard the Duck movie. But this was a great movie.
You have terrible taste.
I know, I did you.
Oh, alright. Yep, I'm the reacher.
But we both loved it. I told somebody online, I was like, it's top five superhero movies, I think, of all of them.
It was good.
And it's best DC movie since Tim Burton's first Batman movie.
It was fucking good. Also, it had the bonus of those delicious man tears. I just loved it. They're so salty, and I love them.
Oh, I was going to say, nobody cried in the movie.
No, the man tears. The man tears, you know. They're so salty and delicious, I eat them up.
That bad Alamo draft house, not letting the men in to see the movie ever. They can never see it, ever.
This is discrimination!
I had to fight my way in, because I ain't allowed. I'm a man. No penis is allowed.
But they're the same ones that are like, we don't want a girl superhero movie.
Well, that was an awesome fucking superhero movie.
It was the best one. Because first of all, alright, like, even in Batman vs. Superman, who won? Wonder Woman. Duh. Alright?
Yep.
Fact science.
So, Mar, did you like it?
I enjoyed it a lot. It was delightful.
It was delightful. Like, everything about, I loved the beginning, and this was a movie where you needed her origin, because there's never been a fucking Wonder Woman movie.
Yeah, I guess that's like my only complaint is like, why'd you wait so long? Cricket, cricket, cricket.
Because you need a penis for a movie.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. See, that's why.
I will say Chris Pine was a delightful penis in a movie. Like, he's got those pouty lips.
Well, you didn't see his penis because he had it covered with his hand. Because, you know, he's an average male.
No, he's above average.
Above average.
But it only took one hand to cover. I just loved it. I liked it a lot. And there were moments in it, too, where it's like, I can sense, like, where the crybaby men are going to be so butthurt if they actually go to see the movie. Like, there's a point where the men actually literally put a thing over their back so that she can, like, catapult off of them. And it's like, literally, she is on their backs, like, succeeding and stuff, like, walking across them. I was like, yes.
Yeah, I thought it was really awesome. And every point where you thought, like, oh, they're going to fall into tropes, it really didn't. I mean, there's a romantic story because there's always been one between her and Steve Trevor, but they didn't linger on it. Like,
well, and the male superhero movies have romantic. Like,
but you don't need romance, and you don't need, you don't need romance every movie. And even if you have it, it doesn't need to be a focal big point. Like, they liked each other, you know, and they probably, you know, ended up fucking in the war zone.
They did it.
But you didn't have to linger on it. Like, you got it from the kiss.
I didn't need to watch, like, a protracted, like, love scene between them.
You did get to see his ass in this movie.
You did see Chris Pine, and it's a nice ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a nice ass.
Yeah. That's Kirk ass right there.
That's Kirk ass for you.
James Tiberius Kirk.
Dude, I love that part in the first Star Trek movie. Like, that defiant little boy where he's like, I'm James Tiberius Kirk.
And the little girl that get to play Wonder Woman in the beginning is so good.
She was good, yeah. And I liked that it's like she did have to have that learning curve of like she glamorizes war in her head as a child not having seen it. So then she has to have that realization like when she goes out into the world of men and she actually sees people injured and children dying and all this stuff. So then she realizes war is like it's not this glamorous thing.
And
it's not all Hemingway and shit, you know, like.
Fuck Hemingway. One of the things I loved about it is, like, anytime you tell a war story, if you do it in a heroic way at all, you're going to glamorize it a little bit. I thought this movie really didn't at all.
No.
Like, she slowly sees, like, what war is. War is having limbs blown off, and war is innocent people dying, and war is you can't save everybody. Like, she learns these lessons about war, and even to the point when she thinks she kills Arius at one point, and then she's like, well, they're still bad people, you know, and, like, it's not one person. These people aren't being mind-controlled by
That will be a good focal point because, like, this is set in World War One, and, like, clearly if it's still in, like, a fairly accurate world timeline, like, she's gonna have to come to grips with World War Two happening.
Well, I think she does, though, because in the book ends with her in the future.
She's in the present, so it's, like, she's gonna have to learn. Like, basically, when she comes off the island, like, she's very naive. She's very naive about, like, it's not like she's taking advantage of her or anything.
No, I love the fact that she knows stuff, because she reads. Like, she knows what,
like, she's not stupid naive.
It's not like it was like, oh, she doesn't know what sex is. She knew what fucking sex was.
Yeah, it's not like, it's not naive in a manner where it's like the, like, coquette, like coquettish, where it's like a man could take advantage of her. It's like, she's just naive to, like, people are actually, like, some people are just actually bad.
Yeah.
Like, she thinks that they're being controlled by Ares and they're not. Like, they're just bad.
But I liked a lot of, and by the way, there's gonna be tons of spoilers in this, by the way.
Oops.
Like, the fact that if your name's Steve and it's a wartime, don't get on a fucking plane.
I still owe you that dance.
But, like, I enjoyed all of it. Her little Howling Commandos were pretty good. It's like characters.
Them.
Like, I like the bookend stuff that ties it together with the other movies, which leads into Justice League with her helping her and Bruce working together. Like, I guess she's working for him.
Well, she's working at the Louvre.
Is it? She's working at the Louvre, and then he's just sending her stuff or something.
Yeah, he sent it to her as a gift. Like, he gets the original glass plate from that photograph that he had in, like, Bert in the other movie. Mm-hmm. One of the things I liked, and they did this in Guardians of the Galaxy 2 also, was that, like, she kind of figures out indirectly that she's actually more powerful. She doesn't quite know the extent of her powers, but she's, like, trying to scale this tower, and she realizes she can actually just, like, punch through rock, and, like, clearly none of the other Amazons can do that. So she's just, like, she just starts taking advantage of that skill.
Yeah, I like how she gradually learned it.
Yeah, and Star-Lord did the same thing, too, where he's just like, oh, fuck, I can create shit, you know, like, because I don't need to see a mon, like, gotta be a montage.
Do you think she can fly in these movies? Because it's never been shown yet.
I think that's kind of what they're implying at the end of the movie.
Or are they just being overdramatic with the visual and just have her leaping into the air?
Well, because she's not going toward anything specific at the end of the movie, but she's like leap. Maybe it's like more like she can leap great distances.
Like the Hulk.
Yeah, like.
Well, originally Superman couldn't fly.
Yeah.
He could just leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Well, but then the tornado comes in that Smallville. The shitty episode where it's like all of a sudden he can fly in the tornado.
You know, saying that shitty episode in Smallville is like, there's a broad stroke
but see,
with that.
I love Smallville.
I do too.
I
love Smallville too, but there's a lot of shitty episodes in Smallville.
I just hated that because it was like, oh yes, go and rescue Lana again. Like, ugh. Oh
the most drawn out plot in the history of television ever was him flying.
But he didn't fly.
10 seasons and then he flies at the very end.
And he finally actually flies. And you don't even really see it. Like, it's more like he takes off and it cuts to black or something.
You see, like, the little animated version of him going up and, I guess, fighting, like, pushing away Apocalypse and stuff.
I gotta rewatch those. I actually really do it. And I feel like, Michael Rosenberg or Rosenblum? What's his name?
I don't know. Lex.
Lex. I feel like he's like my favorite Lex. I don't know why. Like, I like him and I like Lionel on that show.
They are good.
I really liked the combination.
Gene Hackman was a good Lex in the original Superman movies, by the way.
See, I generally don't like Superman as a character. I find him super boring. But I did like Smallville.
But the things they don't get right about Superman is what they gotta right about, like, Wonder Woman in this movie. They're a lot alike. The fact that Superman is a happy character, and he loves helping people, and he loves people. A lot of people don't write him that way. He's like that. Like, the she's happy. She smiles a lot. Yeah. That's Superman. But a lot of people want to twist him and make him into something he isn't, because that's what that character is.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Like, she's not, like, she doesn't hate men. She's actually, like, she's quite curious about them, but she's not naive. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like, she sees the outside world and she's like, oh, it's ugly. But then she sees things that she likes. Like, she sees a baby and she's like, oh my God, baby. Like,
doesn't she call London ugly? And he's like, it's not for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. And it just made me think of Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
like that song. I don't know. I liked it a lot. I really enjoyed it. It lived up to what I wanted. I wasn't bored at all during the movie. And, like, Superman, like, Man of Steel was okay. I just didn't really like it because I was like, I don't need another Superman origin story. And Batman versus Superman, I felt like it could have been good, but there was just some ridiculous stuff that they needed to cut out.
It was just too long. There was too much going on in Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, there was just too much. And clearly Wonder Woman, like, was the best fucking part of that movie.
I thought Ben Affleck as Batman was really good in it.
I liked him as Batman.
I thought the Superman parts were the worst thing
about that movie. I guess I really just don't like Man of Steel Superman. Like, I just don't really like Superman. Shrug.
I think it would have been better for them to first build towards a Trinity movie with them three, because that's DC's Trinity is those three. And then after that, they
tried to shortcut that by putting her into Batman versus Superman. I think they kind of tried that. Mm-hmm. I just feel like overall, it seems like DC does not have confidence in their movies.
I don't agree with that. I just they've decided they don't want to do a Marvel.
They just can't come up with a plan.
No, they have a plan.
Well, but it's not a good one.
No, it's not, because they're like we don't want to do what Marvel did, which was build towards an Avengers and a shared universe that way. They're like, we're going to do it the opposite. We're going to have a Superman movie, and then we're going to jump to this movie, skip a lot of stuff, and then do the solo movies in a way.
See, and it's just ridiculous because, like, it took Marvel so long to actually get their house in order. DC, like, all that stuff was already under the Warner Brothers umbrella. Like, they should have just been able to, like, fucking conquer.
Yeah, but people have been saying that about Warner Brothers for years. Yeah. Like, the fact that a lot of their stuff was shipped out to producing movies, that Batman and Superman is about the only thing they did, and then they would have other people produce other stuff. It wasn't, Warner Brothers didn't all of a sudden notice they have all these properties in DC Comics until the Marvel movies took off.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing, is that it's like, they're kind of playing catch up, and it's like, why? You guys had Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and you didn't have to fight for rights from anybody for it. Like, you had it all, and they just, I don't know, they...
I mean, they had a chance when Marvel filed bankruptcy years and years ago. They had a chance to buy it. They didn't want to. They had their chance to buy it. They didn't want to.
And now they're playing catch up with Disney of all people. So it's like, you guys are fucked, but whatever.
Okay. So our review of Wonder Woman is,
go see it. It's great. Really good.
Yeah,
it's
go fucking really see it. I want to see it again because I had to take a pee break in the middle.
Yeah. Oh! End of it. Oh, all right. I will say, I feel like they missed a golden opportunity at some point. Like, you've been warned about spoilers, but, like, Professor Lupin is in it, right? And I just feel like there should have been some tongue-in-cheek thing of, like, him offering somebody chocolate.
You just think everybody's seen Harry Potter and would get that.
Okay, they should have. All right, Warner Brothers owns Harry Potter, too. Like, just make it happen. Just please me, okay? Please me as a Harry Potter superhero fan.
I liked him as a bad guy because I've seen him in other stuff as bad guys, and he's really good in it. I was glad they didn't just cast some muscle-bound guy as Ares. I thought it would have been bad.
I liked everybody in it.
My only thing is, like, I think they, and this goes against, like, them trying hard to go a different route than Marvel, is, like, I think it would have been okay if they'd made Ares somebody from Apocalypse, one of the new gods. You could have made him Steppenwolf or somebody like that that's really war-torn or somebody like that.
I guess...
from the new gods, and then it would have been, like, you could tie it in, like, oh, they've already had somebody on Earth, and it was actually Steppenwolf.
Yeah, I guess that they're just still not ready to really take chances on that stuff, so, I mean, that's still why they did a fucking Superman origin story to begin with. Like, they're not really ready to take chances on stuff.
Well, I don't even really think Marvel takes huge chances.
No,
the only time they took a huge chance was actually on Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which, I love Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. And the second one was really good, too. Like, we didn't really talk about that before. We didn't do a separate one on that. But Guardians of the Galaxy 2 was really good.
Well, we'll talk about our book for this one to end it, and then we'll do a Guardians of the Galaxy one, and I'll post that next time. So look forward to that.
So long ago.
So what book are you reading right now, Mom?
I'm reading a book called The Inexplicable Logic of My Life. And it's by the same author of Aristotle and Dante Discover the Secrets of the Universe, and I really like it. I don't have a lot of time to read, so it takes me forever to get through a book, but I really like it. And I just finished listening to The Female of the Species by McGinnis. And that book's not for the faint of heart, but it's fucking good. The girl kind of becomes a, like, personification of vengeance against people in this town that commit atrocious crimes. And it's fucking awesome. So, what are you reading, Brian?
Reading right now is a Moon Knight book, Moon Knight, God and Country. And it's set during the time right after Civil War, when he had, like, the 50 State Initiative and every hero had to register and stuff. And Moon Knight's always been a really interesting character in that he's a character with, like, different mental disorders. Like, I think he's been diagnosed with multiple personality disorder and, like, what do you call it? When you're distant from your own personality. I forgot. I don't really know for sure, so I don't want to misdiagnose it. But this run right here is pretty good. The one here, Michael Bendis did a good one, and Warren Ellis did a good run on Moon Knight, which was one of the more recent ones. But he's kind of a little known character to the mass audiences and stuff, because I don't know if he's ever appeared on any of the animated shows or anything, but it's a really good series. I'm liking it. And the book I read just before this one was Sex Criminals, which
you've been talking about that one a lot
with Matt Fraction. That's because I got a freaking stack of books to read. It's like taller than you.
No, but like, that's the book, like, you don't tell me a lot of the books that you're reading, but like, honestly, every little while you're reading, you'd be like, oh my god, this part here, like.
By the way, somebody needs to make that into a freaking movie or TVs. But I enjoyed Sex Criminals. When I first, like, heard of it and stuff, I was like, is this going to be just, like, just
pornography?
Well, not even pornography, because pornography is fine, but I just thought it wouldn't be very good, and it wouldn't be very well written. I should have, like, not thought that, because Matt Fraction is a really good writer. It's really good. I mean, it has a lot of good humor in it, and the characterization between the two characters are really good.
It sounds vulgar, and that appeals to me deeply.
But it's not vulgar into the point where it's distracting to the writing or anything. Yeah. Everything it said within it works.
Yeah, like, it serves a purpose. It's part of the story, and it works. Yeah, it's not gratuitous, but it is, like, you know, my favorite genre of things is vulgar cartoons. Like, that's my favorite thing, period.
But it's really good, and I'd recommend it. It's also a book that's been, like, challenged a lot.
Yeah, it made the ALA's top 10 banned books list for 2016.
Yeah, and it's a really good book. I'd recommend it highly. So, go see Wonder Woman.
Go see it.
Read
go
books,
see it a couple times.
And I'll see you next time when we talk about Guardians of the Galaxy and maybe more books.